What the USDA says needs to happen to reduce the number of people needing food assistance. The recession may be over for tens of millions of Americans.
But unfortunately, it's not over for tens of millions of other Americans.
Undersecretary of Agriculture Kevin Concannon telling a House Appropriations panel that this shows up when you look at the profile of the recipients of SNAP or food stamp benefits. There are many who can't find jobs at all, but also
we have among the highest rate of people receiving SNAP who are actively working, but they're getting minimum wage or they're getting part-time work even though they would like more hours.
He said there's a great need for job training and job finding programs.
So that's why in this budget we are seeking additional funds in employment and training. That is not a magical answer. That is going to resolve this for all of these folks by any means. But we believe very strongly in the employment and training, the potential it has to better connect people to the workforce.
This month, the USDA will announce the states receiving job training grants from a $20 million competitive program in the Farm Bill. I'm Kathy Isom, Southeast AgNet.